BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Friday morning. Another successful week. Of course, it's early in the day. You know, we could still blow it. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Okay, good to see everybody this morning.
You're lying.
Okay, it's another standard day to see you this morning. Not too bad out there, a little bit on the cool side, but not bad. And it's going to be pretty warm. Tomorrow's going to be great. Tomorrow's going to be like 71, 72, something like that.
Yeah.
But we'll be a little bit on the moist side tonight. Okay, stuff we got coming up today. We got the... Dirty laundry. What are you going to cover in dirty laundry?
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
What do I have for dirty laundry today?
Yes.
Well, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever done for your spouse? Or one man's story about his wife's clogged milk ducts? I'm just going to leave it there.
That sounds so wrong.
Okay, we got... wait to hear about the scientists and what they've done now. They've taken human genes and they've spliced together monkey genes. And you're not going to believe what they got.
I saw Jurassic World, and I don't think that's a good idea.
I'd like to splice my old Jordache genes together.
Would you really?
Yeah,
okay.
Miss those.
How about those blizzards are getting out in Minnesota and Wisconsin?
I thought you were talking about yummy things from Dairy Queen. yeah, I know, huh?
Unbelievable.
Crazy. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry today.
Okay, the Masters continues. Day two coming up today.
Oh. Yeah.
The quietest game in all the land.
Okay.
Hey, how about UMass?
UMass,
they won last night. They beat Denver 4-3 in overtime at the Frozen Four. They're playing for the national championship.
Yes, we were watching that. My friend actually asked to change the Masters to that game.
Yeah, they did better than the Bruins did last night.
They did. The Bruins were awful, but the Red Sox.
Hey, this is amazing. The kids get to eat free.
Finally.
At the 99. My kids are starving. Yeah, it was tough. Okay.
I don't even have kids you're taking to the 99. That was my line.
Whose kids are you taking to the 99, Lauren?
Exactly.
I took my kids to the 99. Yeah, they said, what are you trying to pull off here? Anyway, how old can you take? How old can your kids be?
12 and under.
Is 12 and under?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Win a Grand in 60 seconds. That's coming up about 11 or 12 minutes. It all happens today right here at WROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
The folks at Disney have figured out another way to suck some more money out of your household budget.
I don't know why you're prefacing it like that, because this is great news, everybody.
I don't know. I have so many streaming services already.
Listen,
I know. You start adding all this stuff up, man, it's going to kill you.
Disney Plus announced a bunch of details on their streaming service. It'll launch November 12th, and it costs $6.99 a month.
Nah, I'm good.
You're not going to do it.
I have all the streaming services.
Okay.
I don't need another one.
Little more detail.
What if they go down?
It'll come stocked with a ton of existing Disney movies and shows.
Okay.
Plus, every episode of The Simpsons, 3 new Marvel shows, and a new Sandlot TV show.
Take all my money.
You're in now?
Yep, I'm in.
Yep, you're in now.
$6.99 a month is not so bad. And if you do the annual plan, it's $69.99. And... odds are, but they haven't announced this yet, that there won't be any ads. That's for sure. But Disney will likely bundle Disney Plus with its other streaming products, including ESPN Plus and Hulu. But there are no details on that yet.
They going to do Star Wars in there?
Yeah, getting that. Vast library. Disney movies. 18 Pixar movies. 13 animated classics that have been previously locked inside Disney's vault.
Already told you to take
all
my money.
The
take
Star
it.
Wars
take
films.
All my money.
All of them.
Black Panther, Captain Marvel. Some 250 hours of National Geographic programming. 100 Disney Channel original movies and 9 exclusive originals. And then, of course, the 660-episode-plus library of The Simpsons, which is very thrilling for a lot of people. They'll also have, they're going to have some new shows, including that TV series based on the movie The Sandlot, another show based on the movie Love, Simon, a live-action Star Wars show, and a Jeff Goldblum docuseries. I'm really looking forward to that.
Homer Simpson here, proud addition to the Disney family and soon appearing on Disney Plus. I, for one, salute our new corporate overlords. Now, family, put on the mouse ears. You only get one chance to make a first impression.
I don't wanna, I'm not gonna, you can't make me.
Put on the ears, boy.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
It's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for us to help you this morning on the high-tech frustration report. You know, we all get a little frustrated from time to time with some of our high-tech devices. And so they did a big study on this. They wanted to know how long can the average person deal with being frustrated and with a high-tech problem before they completely snap and they lose it. And I'm sure we've all snapped at one point or another.
What
are you looking at me for?
You snap all the time. It's like just...
Well, this laptop is a piece of junk.
Okay.
Well, usually at work, though, at least you can call on some tech support.
Right.
But at home, completely...
And they'll tell you to restart it.
Unplug it.
Dave Falcone destroyed a printer once. I'm like, what happened to the printer? He's like, I think the words were, I bashed it against the floor.
Really?
And I'm like, what? He's like, and he didn't even say it with regret. He's like, it deserved it.
I did that once.
Yep. Yeah, just threw took it, and yeah. he just threw it, yep. And that was the end of that.
It probably did deserve it.
Did you?
You know what? You have to consider the financial ramification.
Yeah.
Like if your laptop is $1,500, you're going to be less likely to smash that than you will a $69 printer. You know,
that's probably true.
So that's the way I
immediately ordered a new printer online, and it was delivered very quickly.
Yeah.
So when my wife came home, I said, I ordered a new printer.
Did she say why?
No, she knew not to ask.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. What do you think the average time is before somebody snaps?
Well, I mean, okay. 20 minutes?
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Well, I was going to say 8.5.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. 12 is it.
12 minutes.
So I got and we all do stupid things when it comes to this. Like, for example, just like last week, I got a buddy. Let's call him Charlie. And so, Charlie is. I'm going over to Charlie's house to pick him up because we decided we're going to meet some guys. We're going to go out to dinner and watch a ball game. And so as I pull in, Charlie, I notice there's a pickup truck in the driveway. And so I go in, and Charlie and his son-in-law are installing a new big screen TV. I said, what's going on? He said, I just went out to, like Costco, someplace like that. I got this new TV. I said, well, what was wrong with the old TV? I like these. He said, well, it's like 8 years old. And he said, I've noticed that it's starting to get that pixelating thing. And like every once in a while, there'll be a line go through the screen. So he said, I know the thing's going. So I went out and bought a new TV. Okay, great. So they get the thing installed. And his son-in-law says, listen, I got my truck here. I'll just throw this in the dump on my way home. He says, perfect. So the next day, Charlie comes home. The TV's all hooked up. It's working pretty good. And it starts pixelating, the brand new TV. It starts pixelating, you know. And so then he thinks, maybe I should, because he's got two other TVs in the house, maybe I should check the other TVs. He turns them on. They're pixelating. Okay. You know what it was?
New cable box?
New cable box.
Oh, boy.
New cable
God.
Box. And so then he goes to the dump.
Really?
Okay. You think that TV's there?
Oh, my God.
Negative.
Is it at your house?
Yeah, it's at my house.
It's actually the back of my minivan.
What's going on, Hank?
They
finally ate free at the 99 last night.
Oh, my God. The Red Sox rallied for two in the ninth. They walked off the Blue Jays 7-6 last night at Fenway. Raffy Devers singling home the winning run. Mitch Moreland had tied it with an RBI double. He also homered. Sox host Baltimore tonight. You can see all the highlights at WROR.com. The lowlights were the Bruins. They dropped a stinker last night. Terrible. Gave up two shorthanded goals and a penalty shot.
Wow.
They fell 4-1 to the Maple Leafs in their series opener, game two tomorrow night at the Garden. Celts face the Pacers in their playoff opener Sunday. Tip off at 1:00 at the TD Garden. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka tied for the lead after the first round of the Masters at Augusta. Phil Mickelson third,
Hank,
a shot back.
Hank,
Tiger Woods.
Hank, come
more
on.
Shot.
Golf talk.
I apologize.
Okay.
I mean to rattle the gallery.
Okay, that's better.
This will make your voice go up.
Yeah.
How about those UMass Minutemen? They beat Denver 4-3 in overtime to advance to the Frozen Four National Championship against Minnesota Duluth tomorrow night in Buffalo.
Go UMass.
LBF, I expect you to drive those 6 hours and be in attendance. It's the first time they play for the national title. That's all a good sport.
Thank you very much, Hankster. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I think this has to be classified as one of those, hey, come on, my God, what was he thinking?
Well, I know what reports. He was thinking. This is disturbing on a couple of levels, but this 60-year-old Linfield firefighter walked into a Rhode Island 7-Eleven completely naked,
yep,
and bought a soda. And left.
Wow, where'd he keep his
wallet? Yeah, where'd he keep the chain? Jeez.
Have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, my God. The poor woman behind the counter was apparently really disturbed at the sight of this. Well, why would somebody do that? Maybe like just a momentary lapse of judgment, yep, or yep. Maybe something's going on. But in this case, it's because his 29-year-old girlfriend told him to.
How old is he?
60.
Okay, well, then, now it makes sense.
Case dismissed.
Right. Because for a minute, I think I thought he was doing something stupid, but now we understand.
All hopped up on goofballs or something?
Okay. No, nope, he was just all hopped up on 29-year-olds.
Yeah. Okay, well.
She dared him. I think she might be a nudist, according to her Facebook page. She has a couple of, like, yeah, so she said to him.
Really?
Listen.
Hey, guys, I'm dating a 29-year-old nudist. Hey, really? Hey.
I think you should have got a book deal.
So she said to him, It's legal to do this in Rhode Island. Now, this 60-year-old who's been on the fire force, he's a captain. Oh, yep. Captain, my captain.
And has probably done a lot of really great things as a firefighter.
I'm sure he has.
He's been 40 years on the job.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fact that he didn't question that, like, it's not legal. Like,
you can do a lot of stuff in Rhode Island that you can't do other places.
And when these words are being spoken to you by a woman half your age, I suppose it's.
You want me to do what?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, no problem.
You want anything else?
Okay, yeah. Next.
Want one of those hot dogs on the rollers or anything?
Well. You know, it's pretty impressive.
What's impressive?
Is that by the time the police got to him to pull him over in his Mercedes, he had already managed to get his clothes back on.
Now, that's pretty good. I mean, is that dressing on the fly, man?
I don't know.
Anyway, now he's on leave.
Okay.
He's got two kids.
Man. Oh, God.
His daughter just got married. He walked her down the aisle fully clothed.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is going to be dad.
Oh.
Oh, dad.
It's just, I don't understand you guys.
Wait till the security footage comes out.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Just let this all be a lesson to you, okay, men?
Men dating women half your age.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe it was worth it to him.
Could be. Hank. Good point. Okay, well, thanks for sharing with us.
Go to Connecticut next week.
Stay out of Rhode Island.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the middle of the afternoon when Ephus unexpectedly arrives home and discovers Effie sitting on the edge of the bed, stark naked, when we hear...
Well, for God's sakes, Effie, what are you doing, middle of the day, sitting here on the edge of the bed, all naked?
Well, Ephus, I don't have no clothes to wear.
Well, of course you do. Look in the closet here. You got a plaid dress, a flannel dress, another flannel dress, Carl the mailman.
Here's your mail, Ephus.
Thanks. A blue dress, a green dress, another plaid dress.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You know, I was actually shocked when I found out that they're expecting a billion people to tune in to see Game of Thrones, the premiere for the new season here, because we all get lost in our own little world here, because I'm not a Game of Thrones person.
Nobody in this studio has watched Game of Thrones.
We need help.
I mean, PJ the Eternal Intern, we asked him, PJ, did you watch Game of Thrones, and she said, I got to the fourth episode, and then they beheaded the horse, and I was out. I was like, legit. It's a, you know, it's an intense show, and people really love it. And the final season is starting on Sunday on HBO. And the things that they have gone through, Game of Thrones by the numbers, is a little bit nuts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So do you want to know how many?
Okay.
No, fire away.
No dragons were harmed in the filming.
No dragons.
Okay.
How many gallons of fake blood? 4,000. 20,000 candles, 25 miles of rope, and 12,000 wigs. Oh, my God. It's felt like the scope of this show.
Sounds like a fetish weekend convention.
It really does, doesn't it? Well,
I mean, the way that the people started watching it, season one, 9.3 million. People watch it. Season 2, 11. By the way, time I got it to season 7, 32.8 million. And then...
And that's just in the U.S.
Yeah. It's surprising that they're ending it.
I know.
Check this out.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones.
Dragons. Dragons, white walkers, and the sound of swords.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
Breasts. Breasts. Tyrion's
yeah.
drunk
okay,
and
reason.
Dothraki whores.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
Bastards. Battles, castles, and a helping of incest.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Game of Thrones,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
A three-eyed raven, a night king, and, of course, more breasts.
Thrones, yeah.
More breasts. More breasts.
Okay, this is kind of stunning. Over the course of its 8 seasons, it's filmed in 10 countries. And throughout filming, 19,722 travel documents were issued, 68,143 hotel rooms were booked, and by the way, there are only 432 minutes left in the series.
Now, I've been told by those in the know that it's basically nothing but porn and violence.
What time is it on?
And dragons.
And dragons. Yeah.
And dragons. And dragons.
Yeah. Dragon porn is really amazing.
Okay, so what we need... Since we're going to be like a billion people watching this thing, I think we need to get hip to this. So we need somebody's help here.
I know.
We need somebody who's into Game of Thrones correspondent.
Yes.
So if you are really into Game of Thrones and you would like to be our official Game of Thrones correspondent so we can keep all of the people in the nation up to speed, please call us or just shoot us an email, something like that, 617-931-1057-WRR.com. And... you know, go to a website, whatever. Just get a hold of us because we would like for you to be our correspondent.
Yeah, we need your help.
Okay, appreciate it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, here we go. Dirty Laundry time.
Okay, we got some Wendy Williams news, some Amy Poehler trailer. But first up, you know, what you do for love is it's something else, really.
Yeah.
Love somebody. You really do go to the ends of the earth to make sure that they're safe and good and happy. And for Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, this transcends anything I've really heard of, and I'm pretty knowledgeable about stuff.
The like, stuff in general, right, yeah.
Especially lady stuff. Very Cavallari is coming back on E, and there was a trailer yesterday, a first look. Well, this is what they revealed in the trailer. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, I'm just going to warn you. If you're eating cereal.
Okay, this comes with a warning. I see.
It's
okay.
Not going to go over well. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Woo! Still to come on this season of Very Cavallari.
We're here, you guys! Yeah!
Come on!
My ass is out!
Wait. No.
Major clogged ducts. Jay had to get them out for me.
What?
Sucking harder than he's ever sucked.
Okay, I'm leaving it there. Yes. So Kristen Cavallari, and I'm just going to explain this. Apparently, when she had her third child, they have 3 kids together. She was nursing, and her ducts were clogged.
Yeah.
And they needed to unclog them, and so
with suction,
and Jay Cutler
took over.
Wow.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like it's my duty to tell you this.
I'm not surprised, really? Though. I'm not surprised because, you know, when he played for the Bears and again in Miami, he really sucked, too.
That's a good point. You know what?
Okay.
My wife hates Jay Cutler, the football player.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But she loves Jay Cutler, the reality star.
Okay.
It's worth a watch.
All right. Hey, you guys, Wendy Williams is going through some really tough times.
She's had all kinds of problems.
Yeah, so
lately.
she's been in and out of her show, and she's been in and out of a sober house. Well, she's finally getting a divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter. They've been married nearly 22 years. They have a son, and he's also her manager. And
oh, boy, that's uncomfortable.
She served divorce papers yesterday morning at 6:30. Well, it's because he has a longtime mistress, and they just had a baby together.
So okay, well, that might kind of throw up.
Yeah, also, apparently, there's like rumors of abuse backstage and like yelling and snapping and things like that. And then finally, I just want to mention that Amy Poehler, who I love and adore, has a new movie out that she's directed. It's called Wine Country, and it's going to be released on May 10th. And the trailer is up at WROR.com, and it looks fabulous. It's about a bunch of people like Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph and all those people going to wine country on a 50-year-old's birthday trip. And the best part about it is it features one of my favorite songs, The Bangles' Eternal Flame, which, fun fact, I want to let you know, and I'm going to reveal this, and it's wicked embarrassing.
I promise we won't play it.
All right. Listen, when I was in high school, I knew calligraphy, and so I had a boyfriend, and so I calligraphied out all the words to Eternal Flame and framed it and was going to give it to him, but then I realized Eternal Flame really wasn't what I wanted to say, so I did it to The Rose by Bette Midler, and I framed it, and it exists someplace in the world right now, and
oh
how embarrassing.
You gave it to him, and she never saw him again.
Wow. And then he fled the country.
That would be my guess. Okay.
Looks really, really fun.
They still sell Jay Cutler jerseys? Like, can you still buy one of those?
I don't know. I bet you could probably get one.
It's probably, you know, it's probably a collector's item now.
I would think it would be.
Maybe.
Especially after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so there you go. Embarrassing things for the Cavalieris and the Cutlers and me.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WRR. Good morning, this is Lauren Wine Morning Show. Okay, so yesterday it was revealed that Kim Kardashian has announced that she wants to become a lawyer. And so we're thinking, wow, this is really, really interesting. Kim Kardashian, a lawyer. So she perhaps is going to follow in the footsteps of her father. Because, what was it, Robert, I think it was?
James Sokoloff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh, right, that's
funny.
Because Kardashian, he was on that, they called it the Dream Team. They defended O.J. Simpson. It was him, Johnny Cochran, F. Lee Whiplash, F. Lee Bailey.
Yep.
And those guys. And so I'm thinking, okay, so Kim Kardashian, you know, you got to admit, she's pretty smart. She's learned how to make millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
So maybe her new firm will be like something like this.
Have you slipped and fallen on the red carpet? Did your lip enhancement surgery go wrong? You need the expertise of Kim Kardashian Law.
I only practice law in the cutest little pantsuits.
Kim K will handle your case with the same professional discretion she uses in her reality shows.
Smile. I'm posting our meeting to Instagram.
What happened to attorney-client confidentiality?
Oh, yeah. Hashtag confidential.
Kim K will stop at nothing to get you the money you deserve.
I was injured and I don't have enough money to pay for my medical bills.
Have you tried making a sex tape?
When you need a lawyer and you've looked everywhere else first, it's time to turn to Kim K.
I'm a lawyer?
Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Well, could we give away $1,000 in cash from Century Bank this morning? We're about to find out because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air right here for WROR. Our contestant this morning, he's a player. He's an IT guy, IT support guy, Craig Artman, who's from Winthrop, Massachusetts. And he's on the line right now. Well, good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Craig?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. So, are you feeling confident this morning?
Well, I'm feeling full of useless information, so we can see how it goes.
Okay, that's very good.
Okay.
That's good.
You know, Craig, do I denote a little bit of an accent in your voice?
You probably do. I'm from Texas. I've only lived in Massachusetts for about 15 years.
Well, you're definitely going to get number four.
Okay. Well,
thanks for the heads up.
Okay, that's good. Yep. Okay, you just don't have to worry about a thing on number four.
Wow. Not a compliment either.
So, now they're going to be, but they're going to be nine. You really got to worry about because LB's going to give you like 10 questions. You get them all right within 60 seconds. We just immediately give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 11 plus 3?
14.
What breed of dog is Snoopy?
Beagle.
In which city is the Smithsonian Institute located?
Washington, D.C.
What is the correct name for a virgin cow?
Heifer.
From which country did Mikhail Baryshnikov defect from in 1974?
Russia.
What is the name of Elvis's mansion?
I'm sorry?
What is the name of Elvis's mansion?
Pass.
Axl Rose fronts what rock band?
Guns N' Roses.
Julia Sugarbaker is a character on this sitcom.
Pass.
Spell daughter.
I'm sorry?
Spell daughter.
D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R.
What was Mrs. Howell's real first name on Gilligan's Island?
Lovey.
Her real first name?
Oh, I don't know.
What's the name of Elvis's mansion?
Graceland.
Julia Sugarbaker is a character on this sitcom.
It's the three women. I don't know.
Time has expired, but you were strong. You got really eight good. Correct.
Yes, you did, and you only passed on two.
And you did get Heifer.
And you did get Heifer.
That was number four.
I knew you would. You didn't let me down.
Did you grow up?
I had to think about it for a minute, though.
Did you grow up on a ranch or anything like that?
No, I grew up on the coast down near Galveston.
Oh, Galveston.
I surfed growing up.
Good song, by the way.
A lot of heifers in Galveston.
That's right.
Well, we don't need to go there.
Yeah, we don't talk about that, though.
Mrs. Howell's real first name, Lovey, I get, yes, but Eunice was her real first name. That's a tough one. And Julia,
who knew that?
Now, that's the thing. You got to know that's a really deep
dive. That is
a
really, really tough question.
Julia Sugarbaker is a
character.
And I think
she should be punished for asking that question.
I will be punished. Okay. I will take it. Julia Sugarbaker is a character on Designing Women.
Designing Women. I knew it was that one of those. I just couldn't remember which one.
But you did really, really well.
Okay. I like the way you said one of those.
Very strong.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, we got a great consolation prize for you, though. A pair of passes.
A heifer. No, I'm kidding.
Yep. A pair of passes to Happy Place. Interactive, immersive art exhibit dubbed the most Instagrammable pop-up in America. It's over on Boylston Street, 500 Boylston. It's only going to be here for a couple months, people. If you want to get there, check it out.
It's really fun.
Go to visit happyplace.me for more information. Really, dot me? Really? Okay,
yeah,
dot
that's
me.
A thing.
Okay, for more information and to purchase tickets. Okay, check it out. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a great day today, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet.
Enjoy.
Great job.
Bye.
Anybody else, you want to play this game? You got to qualify. To qualify, you log on to WRR.com, fill out a form, and you could be playing and winning $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got something really special for you this morning right here on Laura Wally. Morning radio program. Dulce Sloan is in the studio with us this morning.
Hello.
Yay.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so nice to have you with us this morning.
Hello, friends.
And she is here to do... Hello, friends, and welcome to the Masters. She's here to let me see, one, two, three, four big shows at Laugh Boston.
Wow.
Tonight, two shows tomorrow night. She just got off of a plane like 45 minutes ago.
Literally,
flew in.
That's crazy.
First of all, thanks a million for coming in right straight from the airport this morning. I know you got to really be tired.
Thank you for having me, and people of Boston, the way to appreciate me not getting any sleep is to come to my show.
So we're just chatting about culture shock in her life, because she grew up in Atlanta, and then she moves to L.A., and then she...
Well, I lived a lot of places, because I lived in Florida, Oklahoma, and Colorado, and Georgia before I started kindergarten.
Whoa!
Holy cow!
And then we moved back to Miami, and then we moved back to Georgia. And then for work, I've lived in North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
Whoa.
And then I moved to L.A. I was there for a year and a half. And then I moved to New York when I got The Daily Show.
Wow.
And I've never in my life wanted to live in New York. So, real fun.
Well, you hate New York, huh?
With a passion. It is my ministry. The Lord has put on my heart to tell people that place is a Yankee trash heap that should be burned down immediately.
So you really love New York. Okay. But I can't say that I disagree with you there
What's
at all.
What's the put worst part about it? Why do you hate it so much?
The humans. is the main issue. Also, my, I guess the amount of times that I have could be in contact with other people's bodily fluids is a little too much.
Oh, boy. Like on the subway or something?
Yeah. Yeah, just like, oh, there's vomit. Oh, there's pee. Or there's other stuff that I don't know. I know it came out of a person, but I don't know what it is.
Not which hole it came out of.
Wow. Wow.
Right. It's just, it's too medical. I am not a medical professional, so I have no desire to be near those parts of people. And then it's too cold, it's too expensive, it's too crowded, and then also you must prove your worth to the city that's daily trying to kill you. I don't know why people took ice islands and strapped them together with bridges and invited the entire planet to come look at it.
But how did you like living in L.A.?
L.A. was amazing.
Never gets that cold out there, does it?
It never gets that cold in Los Angeles. My two favorite foods are Mexican food or Korean food. And guess who lives there? Mexicans and Koreans. Because, like, there's no good Mexican food. Because, like, I grew up in Atlanta. Like, Atlanta's a very diverse city regardless of what people have never been there think it's not, but it is.
Yeah.
And so I grew up with a lot of Latinos, especially Mexicans. And I'm accustomed to having very good Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbors taught me how to cook it.
Oh, okay.
So being in New York, I'm just like, people are like, oh, New York, you can get anything in there. You can get any type of cuisine. I'm like, Mexican.
Never
Where's
mind.
Where's that?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That country's attacked to our country. Like, where? They didn't come up here. Trump found 3 new Mexican countries. Where they at?
We stopped in Atlanta, right?
They're at the chicken plant in Gainesville, Georgia. That's where they are.
Wow. So were you in L.A. when the fires were raging out there?
Yeah. Which set of fires?
Well, that's probably true, yeah.
I don't think I was there for the last round. That almost burned down Kim Kardashian's house.
Right.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, that one.
Like Hidden Hills and all of that in Calabasas. I was there, the summer of 2017.
Okay.
It's summer of 2016. So, like, they had, like, the sand fire and all those fires. And, like, I didn't know they named fires, like, storms. So, when they had the sand fire, I was like, so, sand? Is on fire?
Should we not go to the beach?
That's severe. Yeah.
Didn't we just make glass? Like, what's happening? There's just fields of glass in it? And my friend looked at me like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Madison, there's sand on fire. She's like, that's not what that means.
Understandable. Okay, listen, if you want to see, this is a great show. It's going to be over at Laugh Boston. We got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You can log on to laughboston.com, get your tickets. It'll sell out, so get those tickets right away. In the meantime, we'll be back with Dulce in a minute.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
You recognize her because she's on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and she's going to be at Laugh Boston tonight for two shows tomorrow night. You're going to love the show. And so, how's your love life? You got a man in your life?
No. Which is real confusing because I have really big boobs. No, I mean, one, being on TV intimidates men, from what they tell me, bunch of losers. And then I travel a lot, which men don't seem to like. When you leave them, they can leave you whenever.
Right.
I literally met a guy when I was living in L.A. and I met him at like a bar. He was cool. I couldn't go hang out with him the next day because I was getting ready to go on tour. So we're both out of town Monday through Thursday. We both get back to L.A. on Friday. And then I'm like, hey, you know, we're both back. What's up? And he sends me a text message that, like, you would have thought I submitted to an online job.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, hi, Sloan. I'm like, that is not my first name. I've decided to go in another direction. And I was like, did I apply for it? Did they give him an application when we met? So, but yeah, it's hard to meet men. It's just from, like, because being a comic apparently intimidates men. Mm-hmm. But who knew that beta males were so rampant amongst the earth? Although there's so many more letters in the Greek alphabet that a man can be. I thought beta males were the worst, but ooh, lambda, awful. Upsilon, omega, like all of the other letters, they can be, men can be all of these things. But yeah, because I talked to a dude for a little bit and he's like, because like when I, like, my friend put me on a bunch of dating sites, and but I can't tell them what I do.
Okay.
Because, one, if they find out if I'm a comic, they get weird. If they find out I'm on TV, they get weird. If I find out I'm on The Daily Show, they get real weird. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, can you tell Trevor? I'm not telling Trevor nothing. Why don't you take me on a date, dum-dum? Let's do that. Trevor's busy. I'm going to talk to you. But yeah, a lot of dumb stuff like that. But I'm a very nice lady.
Well, we can tell. If you want to see a very nice lady do a really great show, check it out online.
What kind of men are you looking for? I'm just
human,
curious.
Breathing, employed.
Seems like the bar's come down then. Is that that's no, all you're looking for
I
now?
Mean, there's the basic things. Have a job. Be alive.
okay.
No, but, like, have a job, have a career, like, because there's a difference between having a job and having
yes.
a career.
Yes.
And also there's another thing where it's like, okay, I'm doing all right. And I've dated guys that even when I was working in offices and I made more money than them, that was a problem.
Really?
Oh, yes.
They get upset?
Yeah. And there's nothing about it. There's nothing to do with me.
What is it? The ego thing, right?
It's very much an ego thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, when I worked in offices, I'm bilingual. So I would always, I'm bilingual with a college degree, so I would always make more money
right.
working customer service. So when you're dating a guy, you make more money just because they know what kind of job you have, then they act funny about that. So there's so many things that make men go, man, she's a lot. I'm like, well, I just want to feed you, sir. Hey. I'm a Southern lady. I just want to cook a man a meal and, you know, see his man parts.
That's pretty simple. Much simplifies
it's
the whole
pretty
thing.
Pretty simple, yeah.
Just okay. trying to catch yeah, a baby. Really what I'm here for.
Hey, who knows? You might meet somebody this weekend.
Oh, no, yeah.
As long as he don't got that accent. Oh,
Boston
man.
Accent?
Any Yankee accent is just grating. it's just like, who wants to wake up to that? I was dating some dude, from, I don't know if he was from the Brooklyn or Bronx, wherever this man was from. He was at my house. He was like, hey, Ma, you want some eggs? I'm like, why are you moving? Why are you clapping? Why are you yelling? It's 8:30. Jesus above. Why are you already wearing Tim's? What's going on? Not even dressed. I was like, please get out of my house. It's too early for your accent, dude.
Dulce Sloan, tonight
oh my gosh.
And tomorrow night, Laugh Boston, laughboston.com. Great place to see his show. Thanks a million for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I want to go.
Stay anytime. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Yes, Boston. 1057 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay, now this is really crazy. But today, starting at noon Eastern, our time today, you can get a $6, you can buy a $6 flight to Hawaii today.
What?
At Arby's.
Okay.
Now, why they're doing this at Arby's? Has anybody figured out why they're doing this?
Is it because
Arby's?
They have the meats, Lauren?
Maybe that's because we have
we
the
have
meats.
We have the meats.
Oh, I'm like, what? Okay.
So anyway, Arby's is offering $6 flights to Hawaii today. You have to act fast. They go on sale at noon, and they...
Because of their King's Hawaiian Bun sandwiches, right?
Is that it?
That's why it is. Okay, they're celebrating their limited release of the King's Hawaiian Bun sandwiches, and then you're going to be able to fly to Hawaii to eat them on the beach.
But there's a catch to this.
There's a big catch.
You only get to stay for 6 hours, and then you have to fly back.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
My God.
That's awful.
That evening.
That sounds like a horrible way to go to Hawaii.
Terrible way to go to Hawaii.
Get a sandwich, but
yeah. Is it a spam sandwich?
That's the worst. That's the worst way to go to Hawaii. Ever
No. I got a worse way to go to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. I actually
did
6 hours.
Hawaii?
It was a long time ago. I flew to Hawaii and only got to stay there for 90 minutes.
90 minutes. Why?
What? Well, I was on my way to Vietnam during the Vietnam War, and they were refueling the plane.
Oh. Yeah, that's the worst
way
to go.
So
to Hawaii.
That really sucks.
Did you get a sandwich?
I got a sandwich.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.